Hey, Bava Metzia Daf Hey, 5A Tashma, come and hear. Detani Rami Barachama Arba Shomrim. There are four types of guards, people that are watching things. I'm sure there's a better name for that, but Trichin Kfira B'Miksas V'Hodah B'Miksas. In order to make them swear, they have to deny partial and also admit partial. Okay. Shomer chinam v'ashoa nosis tzachar v'asocher. Right, we've seen these before. Someone who watches for free, someone who borrows, someone who takes money, and someone who rents. Someone who's being paid and someone who rents. Okay. Hechidami. What is the case of all four of these shomrim swearing? Hechidami lav de amar le helach. Right, so we have this sort of like amorphous concept of halach that we're working with. Halach is basically saying, go take it. You know, it's all yours. I'm not saying that I don't owe you anything. I'm saying I owe you something. Go get it. You know, we said for karka that always, it's almost always considered halach because the land is right there. So just go get the land. So here we're saying maybe the shomer case is also a halach case, right? We have this machlokas, I believe it's Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. Where Rav Chista says patur, Rav Shesha says chayev, that for a halach case is different, as opposed to a mod b'miksas case where everyone agrees that's the case of the pasuk, I believe that mod b'miksas is chayev for shvua to swear, but for halach we have this machloka. So here we're trying to say maybe the shomrim cases are also all halach cases. Says the Gemara, lo, the case is not that he's swearing, that he's not, that he's swearing and then saying, go get your stuff. Rather, de'amarle, shalosh parosh masarti lecha, umesu kulu bipshia. I gave you three cows, and they all died with negligence. And now you have to pay me three. V'amarle ihu, and he says back, chada, first of all, one of them, chada lo hayu dvar me'ola. One cow never existed. I only took two cows. V'chada mesabonis. One of them died against my will. Nothing I could have done about it. Something happened. And therefore, it's out of my control. And he would have to swear. V'chada mesabibshia d'v'ino shalom alach. And then one of them, you're right, I have to pay you back for one of them. That was my fault. I left him out of the cage. I don't know. T'lav heilachu. In that case, it's not heilach. That's a modu mixas case. Because one of them he's agreeing he has to pay. One of them he's agreeing he doesn't have to pay.
Well, not agreeing he doesn't have to pay. He's just
right, he's saying, he's claiming. Yeah. Right. I'm just trying to read his words here. Enomode bepara mezumenes. I don't know what they're using these words for. All right. I'm not really sure. Okay, so that's not a halach case because it's a, he's not saying go take your cow. He's saying I never owed you that cow or I never owed you those two, whatever. Okay, Tashma, Detanya Vua Dirabi Abtoriki. Okay. Lidirabi Chia Kamaisa. Rabbi Chia, are you supposed to know that one? I guess we'll see Rabbi Chia. We'll have to see. I don't know. Avod Rabbi Abtori, ki do Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. Manali biyadcha. Yeah, have we seen it already? It
says, the Gemara now returns to consider a proof offered against Rabbi Chia's first law, that partial substantiation, through witnesses also establishes a motive of a mixed situation.
The Adam situation, right? If you remember, Rabbi Chia is the one that we were discussing all of yesterday and the day before, basically, that can you derive from either Piv, his own confession, or Eid Echad, one could witness that a person, that two witnesses can make someone chayev for a shvua. So that's Rabbi Chia. He says yes. Rabbi Chia, k'maisa. Manali biyadcha v'hala omar ein lecha biyadi klum. One person says, you've got 100, and he says, I got nothing. And the witness come and say, you have 50, yachl yishava al shar. Rebbe Chiya would say you have to pay, you have to swear on the rest. That would be considered a mode of mixas. However, here this price is saying, Tam lomar, you don't have to. I'll call Avida Asher Yomar ki hu zeh. Meaning only if he says ki hu zeh. Ki hu zeh. Partially. Okay. Al hodas piva tamachaivo vieta machaivo. Al hodas edim. Al hodas edim, period. Right? You don't obligate them based on the testimony of a pair of witnesses. Says the Gemara, and that would obviously be against Rebbe Chiya, who says you would make them swear. So says the Gemara, no. Mas nisa kara misalei, Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya tana hu apalik. What's the big deal? You brought a Mishnah. So what? Rebbe Chiya is a tana too. He could also, he could stand up against the Mishnah. He can stand up against the Braisa. So he doesn't need to justify himself. Right? Usually in the Gemara, when we have a machlokas and we bring in a Braisa as a proof or a disproof, it works because we have a statement of an Amora. You know, Rish Lakish says this. Then he brings a Braisa, which is a Tana that supports him. Tanaim came 100 years before, 200 years before. So therefore, the Mishnah, they are beholden to anything that's written in a Mishnah or a Braisa. Rabbi Chiya himself, however, lived during the Mishnaic time. And therefore, when he says something, it's tantamount to having a Mishnah or a Braisa. So he is not beholden to other Mishnahs or Braisas. That's just his colleague that disagrees with him. So Gemara says, "V'ha'krak kamar." We're not asking because it's a brisa. We're asking because it's a pasuk. Even Tanayim are obligated to, you know, consider pesukim. Says Gemara, "No hahu lemodu b'miksas ataina." That's referring to that pasuk is referring to a person who's modu b'miksas. Nothing to do with who's saying the hoda b'miksas. I think that's what it's saying. There's nothing about that drasha that's saying, nothing about that pasuk that you have to darshan that's to the exclusion of two witnesses. Yeah. V'avod Rabbi Aptariki Amar Lach, k'siv hu u'ksiv zeh, chad l'mod b'miksas tana v'chad l'hadas edim b'tipater. So Rabbi Aptariki says, no, the drasha of the pasuk is open to be said to exclude also the witness testimony obligating a shvua. V'idach, and what would Rabbi Chiya say back to Rabbi Aptariki? I don't know, wonder what this Aptariki name comes from. It sounds like Greek or something. V'chad l'mode b'miktas hatana, v'chad l'mode mimin hatana. What's min hatana? That the hoda has to be within the same thing. If he says you owe me wheat, and he says I admit I owe you barley, so then you don't have to pay. You don't have to swear.
Yeah, he must admit something of the type that was claimed in order for the motive and mitzvah supposed to apply.
Right. So the idach. So what would Reb Aptariki or the Tana of the Braisa say? Or, you know, where would they learn that halacha? Mod b'min ha-tanas le-ha-tayna le-slay. This sounds like Rabbi Gamil, the Tanan, Tano chitzi v'hoda l'besorim pater, Rabbi Gamil machayev. The pastor of Rabbi Gamil, they say to be chayev in that case, even if you say, if you deny, or you admit partially using a different species or a different kind of thing. Okay, story time. First story time above Mitzvah, maybe. Hahu raya. There was once a shepherd. Every single day, the people of the city would give him their animals, and they would say to him, don't give back our animals unless there are witnesses. Is that what that means?
No. Are you talking about the Yom Echad?
No, before that. Every single day, Havu Masri Le Yoma.
All it says is they would deliver their animals to.
Oh, okay.
I think it's implied in there that there are witnesses.
Okay.
Because of what comes next.
Right, presumably. Okay. Yom Echad Masri Le Belo Sade. One day, they gave over, they gave their animals to him without witnesses. Okay. Is that what that's happening?
Yes.
Lesof, at the end of the day, when they came back to get their animals, Amar Lehu, Lo Hayudvar Meolam, I never got your animals today. So Asu Sade, witnesses came, Asidube, De Achal Tarti Minayu. There are two witnesses that came and said that this shepherd ate two of them. He shechted them.
Yes.
Okay. It's a lot to eat in one
like,
day.
It sounds like he was saying, I didn't get any of them.
Well, there was no witnesses, so he has that.
Right, but the point is, it's not like he was saying to one owner, I didn't get yours.
Oh, okay, what are you saying?
It sounded like he was telling people of that village, I didn't.
Right.
Today, coincidentally, none of you gave me any.
Right, just one of those days. I don't know. So, Amar Rebbe Zera, Im Isa, the Rebbe Chia Kamaisa. If we pass like Rebbe Chia, that really witnesses can make you swear. So then, Mishtab Ashara. Hey, Sam. Morning. Mishtab Ashara. You should make him swear about the rest of them.
If David Unger comes in, have him look at Carrie's leg. Okay.
Thank you. Mishtab Ashara, that the shepherd should swear about the two that he claims that he never got, the ones that the witnesses say that he ate.
Because that's all that they have witnesses for.
Right. Yeah, right. They don't have witnesses from the front for the front end of the day. They have the witnesses when he ate them. So Amar Le Abaye...
Well, they do have witnesses for the front end of the day.
I thought it said they gave them to him without witnesses. Then he wouldn't have a claim.
Okay, so I'm using my intuition.
The witnesses, if he was
because
eating animals.
Because he's got two animals, okay. Those witnesses are in effect that right. At the beginning of the day, somebody gave him something.
Well, we assume that from context, but I don't know if that counts in terms of establishing this was these two people's animals.
Okay.
So, well, we have no witnesses that these people gave him animals. Well, we have witnesses that he was eating sheep.
Okay.
Or whatever they gave him. So, Amar Le Abaye, Im Isa Mishtaba, if halacha was like Rebbe Chia, so then we would make him swear. Is this a question? Im Isa Mishtaba. Im Isa Mishtaba.
V'hal Gazlan hu. If Rebbe Chia's first law is accepted, the shepherd swears, how can this be?
He's a Gazlan. Gazlanim don't swear. It's a Shomer who denies having... Right, this is not the same case. The case of Modav Mixas is basically, do I owe you, do I not owe you, I don't owe you anything. That's Modav Mixas, or I owe you only something. That's Modav Mixas. Here, the claim is not, we saw you give him the animals. The claim is, you stole and consumed their animals. So Amar Le, Shekenegdo Kamina. So Rabbi Zera says back, no, I meant, does he have to swear he never got the animals?
It says, I meant that his opponent swears. When a situation calls for an oath and the defendant is unable to swear, mm-hmm. The rabbis instituted that the oath obligation be shifted to his opponent, the plaintiff. Thus, the plaintiff must swear that the obligation is due him, and only then can he collect it.
So the sheep owners that are claiming that he did get their sheep or have to swear that we gave it to him?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess this is a different type of swearing. It has nothing to do with Rebbe Chia, though. Hashtanama says the Gemara, Hashtanami delisa Rebbe Chia. Nechaive. Yeah, that has nothing to do with Rebbe Chia. We'd make them make a shvua for that kind of shvua without Rebbe Chia. Me to Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says in the Mishnah in Shavuos, Titznan, Manali biyadcha enlecha biyadi klum, Pater v'am Rav Nachman, Mashmin hos Shavuos hesas. That while the denier, the one who says, I don't have any of your stuff, meaning not Modav Mixas, but a full denial. So he doesn't have to make a shvua. But the people that want to claim we do make him do a shvuas hesses. A shvuas hesses is just a general shvua. On how you translate the word hesses.
It says an oath of incitement.
Are you sort of like motivating him?
It says the post-missionary rabbi has obligated him to swear to incite him to admit that the claim against him, if it's true.
So it's a shvua midrabanan. And it's going to basically make him swear in order to sort of like incentivize him to tell the truth so he doesn't have to swear.
Except if he's a thief and he's probably not really.
True. Yeah. No, as we learned in Nedarim, we don't appreciate the power of a Shvua or a Neder anymore. We say whatever we want, you know. We live in the age of the Daily Inquirer, you know. People just say whatever they want and they can get away with it without any repercussions. So says Gemara, wait a second, what are you talking about? The case of Rav Nachman, de Rav Nachman Takantahi. Are we throwing around dinim derabanan now? I thought we were only talking about dinim deraisa, about shvuas that you have to say based on Torah law. Where's the takanta de katanta? Oh, here it is. Rav Nachman's a takana.
It says, hence, only if we adopt Rav Tia's first ruling, according to which the shepherd becomes obligated in the biblical oath of motive to mix us, will the oath be shifted to the townspeople.
I guess what we're saying here is, Rav Nachman's case is different. Rav Nachman's case is when you have a general loan or whatever it is, deposit, and the guy claims, I never got one, or I don't owe you anything. So that's a takana. And now we're going to take that takana and bring it over to the case of the shepherd. Is that what we're saying? We would only be able to do that if it's a deraisa. A deraisa kind of case.
Okay.
Not really sure. So it says in the Gemara, "V'tepuklei dehavalei roe." Why don't we learn that this shepherd is not able to swear because he's a shepherd. V'yom Rav Yehuda stam roa pasul. Oh, right, I remember that. A shepherd is pasul for witness testimony because we assume that shepherds will sort of bend the rules about where they take their sheep to graze, and therefore we don't trust them. Says my lokasha ha didei. De Alma. When is it that we are worried the shepherd is cutting corners, literally? So that's only when he's talking about his own sheep, where he is willing to, he goes the extra effort to get whatever he can for his sheep. But Ha De Alma, when he's using other people's sheep, so then he's going to sort of stick to the rules. Not going to, go the extra mile to get people's food, other people's grazing area. So the Gemara says, "Deilu teimahachi," because if you didn't say that, "Anan chevas l'roa hechim asrinan," because if you didn't say that, how could you ever give the shepherd your sheep under the assumption he's going to, go steal other people's stuff? Aksiv v'lifnei iver lo siti mishal. Oh boy, I don't like this application. Basically means you are causing the other person to sin. When you give this guy your sheep, there is nothing that you're doing to cause him to bring it to somebody else's field. Rather, chazaka is a person is not going to sin on behalf of somebody else. How is that lifnei iver? All right, that's going to bother me, but doesn't look like any of the Mefarshim are worried about it. Oh, the Ritva is worried about it. Mm-hmm. All right, there's a long note here about it. Maybe this is not literal lifnei iver, this is a misayeya, which is a different thing. It's a derabanan. Okay, I'll take that. Not that he needs my approbation, but thank you, Ritva. Rav Yom Tov Ben Ashvili comes in the clutch. Okay, says the Gemara, or quoting Mishnah, both of them swear, but they don't swear about the whole thing, which is interesting because then that would be a Shavuos Shav. Presumably, they can't swear about something which is not true. It could very well be that they picked it up at the same exact moment, and therefore, they each only own 50%. So they swear they have at least 50% of this garment. So Gemara says, Al de isle mishtaba. Al de leisle, o al de leisle mishtaba. Oh, when they say 50%, this is a good math question. When they say 50%, are they claiming the other half? Meaning, I've already got this half, like it's in my hands, right? I'm telling you, I swear that part's mine too. Or are they saying, okay, I swear this is mine, as a way of just sort of like confirming what they have? Okay, it's kind of interesting because the Mishnah, Ze Yeshava She'en Lo Ba Pachos Mechatzia, I don't have less than 50%, which sounds like he's talking about the stuff that he's holding on to. But it's almost like, I think I have more than that, but okay. Amar Rav Huna, to Amar Shvua She'yesh Li Ba. Rav Huna says he's swearing about the part that he has. No, that I shua sheyesh liba. I have a part of this. Part of this is mine. And the ein liba pachlu mechatzia. When I say part of it is mine, I mean at least 50%. So he's talking about what he does have. V'neima shua shekula sheli. Why doesn't he say the whole thing is mine? Umi avina lekula. Says the Gemara, who's going to say that we'll give him the whole thing? His friend is holding half of it. Okay, I'm not really sure what the problem with that is. I have here in the note that I think it's a Shavuah Shav case, but I have here in the note that it's a bad look for the Beis Din if they give him 50% of something he claims he has the whole thing of. Is that the problem? So the Gemara says, "V'neim a Shavuah Shechetzah Sheli." Why can't he say, "I swear half of it is mine," just like he's going to get from Beis Din? So he says that, Mara le b'dibure. Right, because then he's going to undo what he said before. Right, before he said, it's all mine. Then he swears, half of it is mine. Wait, you just said all of it is mine. So that's why he says, at least half of it is mine. So it's sort of comporting with what he said originally. So he says, Hashanami, Mara le b'dibure. In this case also, he's getting less. The Amar kula shalilu divreichem shvua sheyesh li ba ve'in la pachos michetzia. And then he's saying, I know that it's all mine, but according to you, it's at least 50% mine. So says Zulama. I guess it's a different question entirely.
Says the Gemara now offers Rabbi Yochanan's reason for the oath imposed in our Mishnah.
Okay, separate. Now that he's standing there and holding part of it, and the other person's standing there and holding part of it, why is he making a shvuah? Why don't they split it without a shvuah? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan shvuah zu tekanas chacham yisholti yekolach ve'achon holach tekan p'tadis shachaver ve'omer shalishu. We've seen this a few times already. We don't want people walking around grabbing other people's stuff and then just trying to get half of it. V'neima migo dechashid amamona chashid nama shvuasa. Oh, like you're saying before, almost like the Goslin case. We're worried he's lying, so let's worry that he's lying by the shvuah too. Like, well, if he's chashed on Mamona, we don't believe him that it's all his, so then we should also be chashed al shvuasa that he's lying for the swearing. So what's the shvuah going to do? So they're going to say, the Gemara, lo amrin and migo de chashed amon chashed al shvuasa, dilo tem hachi. We don't equate the two things. Because if we don't, meaning if we do equate them, the case of the Torah, of Modu Mitzas, is a Chashid HaMamona, and yet we're worried that he's lying, so therefore we make him swear, and we believe the swearing. So Gemara says, Nohasam ish tamute kam ish tamitle, kidraba. The reason why we make him swear in that case is because we believe he's trying to deny, he wanted to deny the whole thing to get out of it, and he's just sort of throwing a bone, like a migo. And, you know, I could have said, I don't want any of it, but I'm only saying 50 because I'm not that brazen. But that's why we're making him swear, to sort of prevent that kind of claim. But that's still lying. I don't get the difference there.
Well, that's still maybe they're differentiating between types of liars here.
Right. It's like, Oh, it's the other case. There was one case where he was trying to get out of the whole thing, and instead he just said 50. The other case was he just needs more time to pay it off. Right? Remember, that was the other version of that. So here he's just trying to get more time to pay it off. So in that case, he's not lying. He's just, you know, getting more time for himself. So he says, "We're not teda to Amar of Idi Barav and Amar of Chista Hakofer v'Milve Kashel Edus, but Begadim Pasul Edus." We saw that also. Someone who denies a loan denies the obligation of a loan, so then he can still be an aid. But if he denies the obligation of a deposit, so then he's pasul as an aid, and therefore what? I guess b'milve, which is a, you know, chashed amona case, we're not chashed al shvuasa. Okay. Ela hamid etani rami barchia arba shomrim tzrichin kfir b'miktsas v'adav b'miktsas shomrichin nashol nosasar v'asocher. When we said that, nema migo de chashed amona chashed al shvuasa. So that's a case. A shomer is a pikadon case. A shomer is someone who's kofer b'pikadon. And we say, we just said from my Rav Idabar Avin, Amar of Chista, that a kofer b'pikadon is pasul edus. And yet we make the shomer swear. So why? He's a kofer b'pikadon. Says the Gemara, Ohasam nami ishtamuti kamishtami. Over there, he's not really denying the money per se. He's only making a claim in order to get out of it. Savar mishkachach nilgana v'tafis nilei. He's hoping he's going to find the lost item, find the thief, and get the thing back. He's just trying to give himself more time. Inami mishkachach nilei ba'agam, or he's going to find it somewhere else in the swamp or something. It's like an animal. Umayisin nilei, and he'll bring it back. And therefore, he's not really denying it for the sake of, you know, chashra mamona. He's trying to steal. He's denying it because he wants to get more time to go find the animal. So that's not chashna mamona, which would not equate to chashna shavuasa. Okay, ihachi. Hakofer b'pikadon amai pasul edus. So if he is denying a pikadon, meaning he's saying he's not obligated in watching something or returning something that was deposited by him, so then why is he pasul edus for that? Nehmi ishtamutu kamishtamit. Maybe that is just, he's just trying to bide himself more time. So savar ad devachashna umashkach nalei ki amrinan hakover begadim pasul edus kagon to asu sade vasiudube tahishata isel begadim vesei vahavayada. Meaning the case of what we just said is when the guy is just making a swear that, you know, I don't have it, so that he can get more time. But the case that we're talking about that he's pasul edus when we are going to disqualify him from testimony is when we have witness testimony that it's in his house. And the guy saw it. And the guy knows about it. Inami to have a naked lay be a day. What? Does that mean he's holding it?
It says, alternatively, they testified that at the time of his denial, he had it on his person. Thus, it's clear his denial of the deposit was an attempt to steal it.
Not a great look.
From serving as a witness.
Like, I swear I don't have that wristwatch.
Aren't you wearing it?
What's that on your wrist over there? Okay, not a great, not the brightest bulb in the badge. But okay, so those are the two cases where it's clear and obvious. Those are the times where we use pasul edus. I don't know, that sounds almost like it's like theft at that point. It's not even a pikadon question, but okay. So we have no proof necessarily, again, to say chashad mamona chashad ashvuasa. We're just going to claim that chashad mamona. We do say chashad mamona chashad ashvuasa, but in other cases we have reason to believe that it's not chashad mamona. In the case of the talis of our Mishnah, it wasn't chashad mamona chashad ashvuasa because mod b'miksa satani yishava. I think we're still stuck on that. Why don't we say chashad mamona chashad ashvuasa? We haven't yet proven that we don't say chashad mamona chashad ashvuasa. So Ella, so that's what we're trying to say here. Ella, we're trying to prove again that chashad mamona is not chashad ashvuasa, that if someone claims, denies a monetary obligation, that doesn't necessarily disqualify him from believing his shavua. So Ella Hadam Rav Huna Mashbiuna so shavua sheinu b'shuso. We make him swear that it's not in his own possession. Nema migo dechashamon chashashvasa. Why don't we say that? Clearly, we don't say that. And since we don't say that, maybe we do not have this parallel that if you're chashamon, then you're not necessarily chashashvasa. So it says the Gemara Hasam Nami. Morev amar demeika yahivnale. That case is when he claims not I never owed you anything, but rather I already paid you. I paid you for the thing that that was taken from me, or the thing that I was watching for you. Amar le Rabbi Achami difti le Ravina v'ha ka'avar alav delo tzachmod. Where is this coming out of left field? Let's claim that even if he says, I paid you for it, then it might not be that he's chashad ha-mamona. He might not be a gazlan. He might not be a thief. But he's still over in his stares of los achmod. He wanted, he was jealous of it, and he took steps to go get it. So once he is over on the isra of los achmod, why are we going to believe him for shvua? For shvua, he's clearly willing to be over isuri daresa. So Amar Leh, Ravina says back, Lo sachmod l'inshe b'lo d'mei ha'ashmelehu. Lo sachmod is a case where you're trying to get it without paying for it. When you pay for it, that's not an isra of lo sachmod, that's just, paying for something. Okay. So there, it's not, I would say, it's not obvious that he's over the isra of lo sachmod, that we would not believe his shvua. V'yela hada amar Rav Nachman, mashbino so shvuas heses. The case of Rav Nachman is someone who denies everything. We make him make a shvua midravanan. V'su, and furthermore, hadatani Rabbi Chiya shneim nishbain. Both the store owner and the employee have to swear. V'notim v'al bayis, and then they get it from the owner. Neim amiga dechashamar chashashvua. So why do we believe one of them is lying? So v'su mehad amar Rav Sheshes shal shvuos mashbino so shvuos shlo pashati ba shvuos shlo shalachti ba yad shvuos shlo in b'shusi. Rav Sheshes says that a shomer chinam that claims something was stolen can get out of it with just three swearings: one that it's not his fault, one that he didn't do anything to it, and third that it's not in his possession. So neim amiga dechashamar chashashvasa. Why don't in any of those cases, those three proofs that we just brought, why don't any of those worry about the person, not telling the truth or swearing falsely? Ella lom rinan mikod chasham amar chashash vasa. In the end of the day, we conclude we do not equate the suspicious monetary falsehood with a suspicious swearing falsehood. That even if we're worried, maybe he's lying about the money, we're not going to worry that he's lying with the shvua. We'll believe shvuas. Okay, the power of the shvua is still intact. All right, I mean the whole case. You never make somebody swear about something that's not suspicious. Like every person you're making them swear is because we're worried they're lying about something. So like the whole purpose of a shvua is, I don't know, maybe I guess you can do preemptive lies, but preemptive shvuas, swear to me that you're going to pay me back, but that's not a shvua that we talk about ever. All right.